Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the fourth of the actual emergency exercises that UB has run in the last 4 years. This year, there is simulated exercises taking place starting in the loading docks of the Jacobs School of Medicine. And it's going to play out in real time. There's going to be an incident inside the loading docks, and then it's going to play out in real time throughout Carleton, Washington Street, High Street, and it's going to involve Roswell and the Jacobs School of Medicine. The idea is to try and get build coordination between the law enforcement, first responders here in our area, and university police. Not to be overly dramatic, but 9/11, all the radio frequencies, they didn't talk to each other. So that's the kind of thing that each exercise, each summer we do one of these, that's the kind of thing they're trying to work on. They're also trying to work on disbursement of resources and coordinate the medical care. Each year there's a certain amount of medical care that is part of the drill, kind of like a MASH type of scenario. And the idea is, should something happen here or on the North Campus or South Campus of UB, to have these organizations, emergency responders and UB police, know what they're doing. Each side knows what the other's capable of, and they converge on the incident, and they can move forward. And the idea being that ultimately the idea is to save lives and to prevent injuries and fatalities. So it's a big exercise in emergency coordination, communication coordination. This year, for the first time, we have in this drill, UB's University Communications is working side by side with the PIOs from Roswell, Kaleida, Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, and this year the Erie County Sheriff's Department. This is to develop a mutual public information strategy. Should this be an actual emergency on the Buffalo Niagara Medical Campus, how are you going to handle this? You've got all these different hospitals. They each have a public information officer. How do you coordinate that so that the information gets out? It gets out smoothly. You're not overlapping. And that's actually going to be a big part of today's drill. Jay Rohrbach, our UB Emergency Management Coordinator. Why are we going over the top with this and trying to make it so realistic? He generally responds saying that, well, we don't want to be practicing when there's a real emergency, and we want to practice when it won't cost lives. So that really, he overlaps with the other quote. It means that the more over the top you can make it, and as Tim just said, the more realistic it can be, the better off everyone's going to be if this should really happen. Because as you know, if a real emergency happens, panic sets in right away. And the idea is to forestall panic and to keep it organized as best as possible and to solve what happened and save lives, actually, particularly in an urban environment like this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.